You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem, the interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford. Longford is part of what is known as the Hidden Heartlands, the Fall to Ireland campaign to promote tourism in the region. And Trevor Winkworth caught up recently with Gráinne Cornolly, Regional Development Officer, Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, and also the Longford tourism dynamic duo of Dimna Riley and Tara Cunningham, who are the local tourism officers based in the town. Starting with Gráinne, who explains the Fall to Ireland programme.
And the main premise of Ireland's Hidden Heartlands is all about getting active in nature, off the beaten track, discovering those hidden gems. And the Hidden Heartlands, the geography of the Hidden Heartlands, actually it runs over 9 counties. So it starts with Leitrim, Cavan, Longford, Roscommon, Offaly, Westmeath, East Galway, East Clare and parts of Tip. So if you looked at a map of Ireland, it kind of, the spine of the Hidden Heartlands would really be the River Shannon, with the counties either side coming into Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. Myself, I work as an officer with Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. I joined the team back in July of last year. And what we're really, the aim of my role really is to, I suppose, raise awareness of the destination to try and encourage more visitors to the region, and also that destination development. So that's very much working with industry and stakeholders to try and look at the destination and try and, I suppose, build capacity, work with the industry to build those saleable experiences, to give people a reason to come to the area, to spend longer in the area, and just to explore the area.
Now, I know I'm originally from Mullingar, so I've been doing a lot of work around Longford. We've been doing podcasts and chatting to some of the attractions.
Yeah.
We're just over an hour from Dublin.
I know.
Like, people don't realise, really, hidden is a good word.
Yeah.
People don't realise what's down here.
That's very true. And I actually think, in a way, the one good thing about COVID-19, actually, I think the domestic traveller began to look in their own country more. You know, even locals began to use their cycleways more and use their blue ways more. And the domestic traveller began to look at coming to those kind of counties that they mightn't have ever considered before.
I was going to say, if you like outdoor activity, anywhere off the Shannon, Athlone, Lanesborough. I was up in Lanesborough with the Lockery Access for All, fishing on the Shannon, boats on the Shannon.
And as you mentioned, Lockery Access for All, getting out on the boat, getting to look around those islands. People really want that now. And I love to see that transition because, as I say, growing up, we just looked at the water. You didn't get on it, you didn't get into it. And that's completely changed. And I just think that's a real opportunity for the Heartlands area, that kind of blue ways. Also the greenways, you know, that lattice work of trails will be so important to try and bring people to those smaller towns and villages. And I think there's a real opportunity if we can get those activated to get more people on the greenways and using them.
Yeah, no, I agree fully. I was driving around Longford the last day or two, tracking the Rebel Trail.
Oh, yeah.
And again, there's history that I wasn't really aware of. And you suddenly realise the connections because it just you can bring it all to life with an audio trail.
Yeah. And I think when people go on those trails and they get to hear that history, like, it just means that they want to learn more and they want to discover more. And I know myself, when you do go away, you want to feel like you've experienced something different and you want to feel like you've got kind of a genuine, authentic experience when you go on holidays. And I think that's what kind of the Heartlands and those counties like Longford can do, because you are uncovering something new. You are getting to kind of meet the locals. Do you know what I mean? A lot of the experiences that you visit in those areas, it's the owner is the person in front of you. And that's a real genuine, authentic experience. And I think it's great for visitors to experience that.
Yeah, if you're out in the lake, you're out with a person who's a genuine interest in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I met Aaron Maughan, who's taking people on the most very advanced pike fishing boat, and he's all the technology. He explained to me how he had the radar and he can find the fish and help them catch the fish.
Yeah.
Whereas as I grew up, the only time I saw pike was in a bar in Westmead where they did like a 28-pound pike in a glass frame. And now they catch them and put them back.
Yeah. That. And you're now, right, yeah.
Just, I have to mention the dynamic duo in Longford Tourism.
Oh, yeah.
Dinfrin and Tara.
Oh, they have such energy. They're great. They're such a great team. I've only started working them, as I say, the last 6 months, but I've just found them to be so proactive and so energetic and so passionate, and it's really infectious. And actually, I've sat on a few of the Longford Tourism Committee meetings, and the energy in Longford is incredible. Like, everybody is so passionate, and I think that's why when you go to Longford and you go to those experiences like Lottery Access for All and Knights of Conquest and Marie Edwards and all of them, it's just infectious. You know what I mean? You want to learn more, you want to keep coming back to them because of the people that they have working there. So, you know, we're always conscious that the skies are beginning to open back up now, so that's going to be something that we'll be very concerned and conscious and aware of. But we're on the whole very positive. I mean, we, as I mentioned earlier, with COVID-19, we actually, the feedback from the domestic visitor that travelled to the area was really, really positive. And so what we want to try and do then is just leverage that and keep the awareness out that they'll keep coming back to us, that they understand that there's more to return and see. I think what's going to be important in the year ahead as well is that collaboration amongst industry. So that everybody's working together to try and, you know, enhance the offering, to cross-sell, cross-promote. And I think that will also be very important. But I think for the Heartlands as a region, it's a really exciting time because we're quite early on in our life cycle as a brand destination. And you can see there's an awful lot of projects in the pipeline through, you know, government funding, through Just Transition funding. And if when they come to pass, I mean, it'll change the complete landscape of the Heartland. So I think it's a very exciting time for the region.
Good. And that, and I think maybe people, instead of hopping on a flight for a weekend in Gdansk or somewhere, can drive down the road to Longford, Mullingar, to Athlone.
Absolutely. And I think there is a real appetite with the domestic traveller to want to explore more. I think they've had a really good experience over the last 2 years in Ireland. And I think they do want to come back and experience more. And as you mentioned earlier, and I would agree with you, you know, Longford, there's so much there that you didn't know existed from, you know, even the natural heritage of Derry Castle Woods, the New Castle Woods. There's so much for people to go and explore.
So, Gráinne, in closing, sort of any final thoughts for today?
Well, the Hidden Heartlands, what we're working on at the moment for the destination is our regional tourism strategy plan. So that should be... we should have that completed in the next couple of months. On top of that, we're actually going to be working on some destination experience visitor plans for specific regions, which will encompass Longford. And that they'll be finished in 2022 as well. So that'll just provide the destination and industry with a roadmap. And also at the moment, we're working with Longford County Council and supporting Dinfna and Tara in the creation of their Longford County tourism strategy. That'll be a 5-year plan. So it's great when you see all those things come together and they'll all be quite aligned. So it'll just give people, as I say, a roadmap as to where to go with the destination.
Great. Okay, so good times ahead for Longford.
Absolutely.
And I think the Hidden Heartlands.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting times.
Good.
Trevor then caught up with Dimpna and Tara, the dynamic duo for Longford Tourism. If you wish to learn more about Longford, check out their website, www.longford.ie, or drop into their tourism office in Market Square in the town centre.
I'm with Dinfna Riley and Tara Cunningham, the dynamic duo of Longford Tourism. I believe they call themselves the...
the Dream Team.
Or the Tourism Duo.
I thought it was the Tourism Duo. And listen, now, Longford, you're doing a vast amount of work promoting Longford. I see books on trails and all sorts of things around me. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're always trying to keep up to date. Like, we want to make it as interesting as possible and as easy for the visitor as possible.
Dinfna, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, I'm Dinfna. And at the moment, we're doing a nice new walking brochure and an activities brochure. So that's our current project, along with podcasts and a number of different things.
And you've trails on. Tara's going to tell me in a second, but like, I'm from Mullingar, and I had no idea about the trails that you've developed. Obviously, the town, but you've a rebel trail. You have a literary trail. I see the Mid Shannon trail.
Yeah. We've a lot of interesting and varied trails in the county. Obviously, as you've mentioned, the Rebel Trail, great one of interest for people who like their history, etc. The Royal Canal Greenway, of course, is the longest linear greenway in Ireland, and it goes through Longford, the main portion of it. So that'd be a significant trail that we have here in the county. Cornhill, the highest spot in the county as well. There's a lovely fine walking trail with picnic benches and a viewing spot. So there's something for everyone. Newcastle Woods, of course, as well, besides Centre Parks. And yeah, we, as I said, we're developing a walking and activities brochure, and that'll spotlight all of the
trails. Of outdoor activity for people coming to the Midlands, because I know Fáilcheartaigh are very keen for people to move outside Dublin.
Yeah, and we also have the National Famine Way as well, which is an excellent trail as well that goes up all the way from Strokestown House to the Epic Museum in Dublin, and it goes on the same route as the Royal Canal Greenway. So that's really nice for people who are interested in that.
Yeah. Now, I know I've been doing some podcasts for you around Longford, and in recording some of the podcasts for you, I've learned about Lanesborough, the River Shannon, Access for All, pike fishing.
Yeah, Lanesborough is an absolutely gorgeous spot, and you've got Loch Ree Distillery there as well. You have wonderful fishing there on the Shannon, and it's right beside Loch Ree as well. So you've got your Access for All boat as well, for both abled and disabled people. So it has access for everyone basically to enjoy Loch Ree and the Shannon. There's also Loch Ree Distillery have great plans for doing a lovely visitor centre as well, so that's down in the pipeline along with a few other projects as well in Lanesborough.
So really what people don't realise is Longford, you have the canal and you have the Shannon.
Yeah, and a number of lakes, Loch Ree being the biggest, which is in obviously Roscommon and Westmeath as well, but it's a fabulous lake, but we've loads of lakes dotted all around the county.
And the Hidden Heartland is the sort of brand that's been promoted.
Yeah, well, Longford is part of Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. So that was a new brand that came in 2018. So we worked closely with Fáilcheartaigh Ireland and the Ireland's Hidden Heartland team. So it's excellent to be part of a brand. So we're promoted through Fáilcheartaigh Ireland as well as Longford Tourism promoting themselves.
And just to finish, obviously, we're coming out of COVID. Yeah. So you must have great expectations.
Well, I suppose the hope is that, especially with international travel, we'll be back on the horizon. And prior to COVID, we would have had a huge majority of American tourists that would visit Longford, especially the Farrell clan and tracing their ancestors and their roots. And obviously as well, visitors from Europe and England, etc. So it's just great. And domestic tourism as well. So it's onwards and upwards this year, and we're all very positive. And as I said, we're looking forward to a good year and a good summer.
And we all
for tourism.
Great. Okay. Look, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.